And it's great to have our friend Ashley Judd back with us this morning. She's starring in Dolphin Tale 2, bringing back her role as part of the inspiring team that saved a hurt dolphin named Winter. Here she is speaking to the daughter of Winter's doctor after they learn the dolphin is sick again.
What if someday I came to work and the place was empty? Just room after room, no patients, a bunch of bored doctors and nurses sitting around because everybody in town was fine. No need for surgery, no sick people. No one's here, honey, because they want to be. They're here because they need to be. And I assure you, no one stays 1 minute longer than they have to. Talk to your dad. You kids take us by surprise. You grow up so stinking fast.
Boy, how true is that? So great to have Ashley Judd here now. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning.
Now, you said you feel blessed to have this role again.
Oh, so blessed. Absolutely.
What grabs you about it?
So many things. Initially, what leaps to mind is the fact that as humans, we sometimes do foolish and selfish things that hurt animals, but we also have such compassion and ingenuity that we can help rehabilitate them and ideally restore them to their native habitats. In Winter's case, she wouldn't be able to survive in the wild because she doesn't have a tail. And so the fact that she's willing to live with this prosthesis and is clearly a very content animal and has such grace that she's become an inspiration to people all over the world, it's pretty joyful to be a part of that.
And the challenge this time around is Winter cannot live alone.
Precisely.
His mother dies, so we meet a new dolphin, Hope.
Yes. Dolphins, just like humans, are meant to be in community, and she would not survive on her own. She would literally die from grief. So the name Hope has so much meaning. Winter has hope. You know, obviously the season Winter has hope because spring comes and Winter the dolphin has hope, and we all have hope. And that is a credit to Charles Martin Smith, the director of this film.
And, you know, we one of the Twitter questions we got is Robin Duckins want to know, was it difficult framing the dolphins and the actors so you could shoot together? That's the big part of his job.
Okay. Winter is a camera hog. There's no difficulty. Oh, if anything, it's like, hello, there's two leggeds in this movie. She loves being the center of attention.
And you have such a great cast as well. Harry Connick, Morgan Freeman, Kris Kristofferson, all back together
again.
And those
beautiful children. So lovely. Love working with Nathan and Cozy.
Tell us about the Clearwater Marine Aquarium. There, you know, this is where the rehabilitation has happened. What's the first movie and now the second meant for that?
Well, it's meant that we as audience members and animal lovers have helped increase the number of animals they've been able to help and return to the wild. You know, CMA is the real deal. It was just this little kind of somewhat crummy mom and pop operation at the beginning, and now they have increased facilities and they've got the capacity to expand their science, and I just love being associated. I'm glad they tolerate me. I'm like in the way when I go there. Being able to see what goes on behind the scenes is fascinating too, because they just have whiteboards full of the names of animals that they're helping. You know, the movie's not about those animals, but their work is very extensive.
They are doing great work. It's a great movie. Ashley Judd, thanks very much.
Thank you, George. Pleasure.